Question number 1. 1. All of you mustn't go into that building at night. 2. How do I get to the largest drugstore in the city? 3. Their plan was so good that we decided to carry on. 4. Will you be coming to the party next week? 5. I can't fly in the sky.
Question number 2. I dropped out of Reed College after the first 6 months, but then stayed around as a drop-in for another 18 months or so before I really quit. So why did I drop out? It started before I was born. My biological mother was a young, unwed college graduate student, and she decided to put me up for adoption. She felt very strongly that I should be adopted by college graduates, so everything was all set for me to be adopted at birth by a lawyer and his wife. Except that when I popped out, they decided at the last minute that they really wanted a girl. So my parents, who were on a waiting list, got a call in the middle of the night asking, "We have an unexpected baby boy, do you want him?" They said, "Of course." My biological mother later found out that my mother had never graduated from college and that my father had never graduated from high school. She refused to sign the final adoption papers. She only relented a few months later when my parents promised that I would someday go to college. This was the start in my life. And 17 years later I did go to college. But I naively chose a college that was almost as expensive as Stanford, and all of my working-class parents' savings were being spent on my college tuition. After 6 months, I couldn't see the value in it. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life and no idea how college was going to help me figure it out. And here I was spending all of the money my parents had saved their entire life. So I decided to drop out and trust that it would all work out okay. It was pretty scary at the time, but looking back, it was one of the best decisions I ever made. The minute I dropped out, I could stop taking the required classes that didn't interest me and begin dropping in on the ones that looked interesting. It wasn't all romantic. I didn't have a dorm room, so I slept on the floor in friends' rooms. I returned Coke bottles for the 5 cents deposits to buy food with, and I would walk the 7 miles across town every Sunday night to get one good meal a week at the Hare Krishna temple. I loved it. And much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity and intuition turned out to be priceless later on. I dropped out of Reed College after the first 6 months, but then stayed around as a drop-in for another 18 months or so before I really quit. So why did I drop out? It started before I was born. My biological mother was a young, unwed college graduate student, and she decided to put me up for adoption. She felt very strongly that I should be adopted by college graduates, so everything was all set for me to be adopted at birth by a lawyer and his wife. Except that when I popped out, they decided at the last minute that they really wanted a girl. So my parents, who were on a waiting list, got a call in the middle of the night asking, "We have an unexpected baby boy, do you want him?" They said, "Of course." My biological mother later found out that my mother had never graduated from college and that my father had never graduated from high school. She refused to sign the final adoption papers. She only relented a few months later when my parents promised that I would someday go to college. This was the start in my life. And 17 years later I did go to college. But I naively chose a college that was almost as expensive as Stanford, and all of my working-class parents' savings were being spent on my college tuition. After 6 months, I couldn't see the value in it. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life and no idea how college was going to help me figure it out. And here I was spending all of the money my parents had saved their entire life. So I decided to drop out and trust that it would all work out okay. It was pretty scary at the time, but looking back, it was one of the best decisions I ever made. The minute I dropped out, I could stop taking the required classes that didn't interest me, and begin dropping in on the ones that looked interesting. It wasn't all romantic. I didn't have a dorm room, so I slept on the floor in friends' rooms. I returned Coke bottles for the 5 cents deposits to buy food with, and I would walk the 7 miles across town every Sunday night to get one good meal a week at the Hare Krishna temple. I loved it. And much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity and intuition turned out to be priceless later on.
1. Fry. 2. Brunch. 3. She. 4. Sink. 5. Then. 6. Glass. 7. Face. 8. Vote. 9. Mad. 10. Right.
Question number 4. 1. In Children's Day, Japanese raise the carp streamers. This is a set of streamers in the shape of carps in different colors and sizes. These carps are a symbols of a family. Parents display them hoping that their children will grow up healthy and strong. In Children's Day, Japanese raise the carp streamers. This is a set of streamers in the shape of carps in different colors and sizes. These carps are a symbols of a family. Parents display them hoping that their children will grow up healthy and strong. 2. This is a Japanese term applied to the period from April 29 to May 5. The week contains 4 public holidays: Showa Day, Constitution Memorial Day, Greenery Day and Children's Day. Because these holidays are so close together, most people are able to take about a week-long vacation. Usually it's hard for Japanese to take a long vacation, so people appreciate this period. This is a Japanese term applied to the period from April 29 to May 5. The week contains 4 public holidays: Showa Day, Constitution Memorial Day, Greenery Day and Children's Day. Because these holidays are so close together, Most people are able to take about a week-long vacation. Usually it's hard for Japanese to take a long vacation, so people appreciate this period. 3. The rainy season lasts from the beginning of June to mid-July in mainland Japan. It affects Okinawa about a month earlier but does not reach Hokkaido. This literally means plum rain. One of the reasons why it's called is that it occurs when plums are ripening. The phrase plum rain therefore embodies various aspects of Japan in this season. The rainy season lasts from the beginning of June to mid-July in mainland Japan. It affects Okinawa about a month earlier but does not reach Hokkaido. This literally means plum rain. One of the reasons why it's called is that it occurs when plums are ripening. The phrase plum rain therefore embodies various aspects of Japan in this season. 4. Fireflies are insects in the family Lampyridae in the beetle order Coleoptera. They are winged beetles, and commonly called fireflies or lightning bugs for their conspicuous crepuscular use of bioluminescence to attract mates or prey. Fireflies are insects in the family Lampyridae in the beetle order Coleoptera. They are winged beetles, and commonly called fireflies or lightning bugs for their conspicuous crepuscular use of bioluminescence to attract mates or prey. 5. The third sign of the zodiac, relating to the period from 23 May to 21st of June, represented by twins, two brothers or sisters born together, or a person born during this period. The third sign of the zodiac, relating to the period from 23 May to 21st of June, represented by twins, two brothers or sisters born together, or a person born during this period. 6. It is a machine you ride. It has two wheels, but no engine. It is used by a lot of people who go to school or work, or go shopping. Since it has no engine, it does not cause air pollution. It is a machine you ride. It has two wheels, but no engine. It is used by a lot of people who go to school or work, or go shopping. Since it has no engine, it does not cause air pollution. 7. It is an instrument for talking to a person at a distance. These days you can always see a person talking to someone on this instrument while walking the street. It is an instrument for talking to a person at a distance. These days you can always see a person talking to someone on this instrument while walking the street. 8. When two things are separated, this exists between them. You use units, meters or feet to describe how far apart they are. When two things are separated, this exists between them. You use units, meters or feet to describe how far apart they are. 9. When you're sleeping, your brain is sometimes active. At these times you see a lot of images. You don't remember most of them when you wake up, though. When you're sleeping, your brain is sometimes active. At these times you see a lot of images. You don't remember most of them when you wake up, though. That's all for the first test of listening and speaking course. Put down your pens and wait, please.